Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
We're the one for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Catalina told Shari that their friendship was over because she had betrayed her trust. Ignatius arrived as Catalina stormed out. Catalina refused to answer Shelley's calls, and Denzel entered and gave an impressive description he had used to his friends of the purpose of local government and central government. Later, Corette stood in front of Ignatius's car and shouted that he owed her money and was unfit to be elected. Lawrence, who was passing, persuaded her to step aside, and Ignatius drove off. Corette vowed to get revenge. Right now, Corette is at Monica and Lawrence.
Morning, Lawrence.
Coretta, what are you doing here?
I just want to thank you for what you do for me yesterday with Ignatius.
It's all right.
Well, I make some bacon saltfish and I brought two for you.
That is not necessary, Coretta.
Lawrence is who?
Don't mind, Monica.
It's what crosses is this early morning.
Morning, Monica.
Don't morning me. What are you doing here talking to my husband?
It's not nothing, Monica.
Your husband rescued me yesterday from Ignatius. I just was passing to say thank you.
Coretta, I know you very well. You're a wicked woman, and I see what you're trying to do. You ain't gonna cause problems for me and Lawrence the same way you cause problems for Ignatius and Shelley. You can't leave people husband alone.
Monica, it's not like that, you know.
Hush, Lawrence.
You really think I want you husband? Well, what story, eh? Monica, with all due respect, if I did want your husband, I would have invited you over by me. Not come here for telly thank you.
You's a barefaced wretch. You could sell them nonsense to Shelley, but not me. I see what you're doing.
Well, if you think it's so easy for another woman to get your husband, I don't know is what kind of marriage you'll get.
You hear that, Lawrence?
I have no interest in Coretta.
And I don't want you either. Since when is a crime for thank somebody for doing something nice for you?
Why you don't go along your way?
Bye, Lawrence. Look the bacon salt.
Bacon and salt fish?
You could have one too, Monica.
I don't want nothing to eat from you, and Lawrence ain't eating that either.
You think I nasty or something?
I know people like you. All your evil. I don't know what you put in them bakes for charm he, but not today, Satan.
Lawrence, you want the bake?
Belama,
the answer is no. Go along your way, and don't ever take God out your thoughts for come back
here.
Inside, Lawrence.
Lawrence, like you ain't got mouth for talk.
Get off my property, Coretto.
I hope to see you at the training this afternoon, Monica.
Good Monica.
James, like it's only remember this team building session this afternoon.
Ma, I'm sure the other counselors are on the way, Pats.
Yeah, man.
And this is one of the things we should talk about this afternoon, Catalina. Coming on time to meetings.
With all due respect, we still have 5 minutes before we're due to start.
And that is the problem right there. We gonna come at 5 when we supposed to start at 5.
Well,
then he's got a problem with lateness and they need to cut it out.
But like you never late, Sister Patsy.
Right now, this is not about me, Katrina. You see, there is one of the downfalls of this village council. We supposed to be setting an example for the people. Discipline with time. Discipline when we conduct meetings. Discipline on how we talk to the people and discipline in making this community a better place.
Well, you are right. And that's part of the reason we're having these team building workshops and reacquainting members with the local government constitution. Our objectives, our image.
Yes, well, Summer, we didn't know it in the first place.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Like
I do you something, Patsy.
Aye, Father.
Good afternoon, Coretto.
You ain't do me nothing, Coretto. But people are talking about the display of two counselors on the road yesterday, namely you and Ignatius.
Those were personal matters.
It matters not. Y'all have a responsibility to the village council with how y'all conduct yourselves in public.
Wait, man. Is who you really think you're talking to?
This is what we're doing now, Mr. Chairman. This old hag here is now the vice of
you
reason.
See?
I am advising that we desist from calling others' names in these meetings.
Thank
it
you.
It just proves my point. The low consciousness of some of these village councillors.
Patsy, you ain't gonna bother with
order.
Me.
Order!
The meeting even started and y'all don't start already.
You see what I'm talking about? Maybe they need to revisit the fact that anybody and everybody can run for councillor. Because some of these people ain't fit to be leaders.
Ah, that goes against what local government is about. Everybody deserves the right to represent their
community. Who is this old wretch to talk about people?
Patsy, you got the audacity. The same woman who does be ducking about the place with lil boys talking about example counselor should set.
Listen. Let's keep our private matters out of these meetings.
Afternoon, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
It's me and you, Coretta.
Like you said in.
Oh, Father, here we go again.
She like a live soul.
Just like your face.
All right, enough, people. No wonder we need some training. How will the people have confidence in us to build this community if this is how we carry on all the time? Look, let's get started.
Chair, may I address the floor?
Well, you may, Catalina.
As a village council, we need to ask ourselves this question, I believe. Are we development-oriented?
But that is one of the guiding principles of local government. We should be development-oriented and we should be working with that end in mind.
But are we? Are we?
Well, look. I think we might be putting too much pressure on ourselves. Have we been doing the best we can since taking office in 2016? No. But at least I think we made a good effort.
Well, yeah.
If y'all will allow me to speak.
Go ahead, Coretta.
We have some development in Murundoy. Remember, we have the people who started the sewing business. We have those people involved in farming. And we have those doing composting. We have the garbage collectors.
Yes, indeed. And considering the fact that in 2016, many councillors were not sure what direction they were heading in, I'd say we haven't done too badly.
True. Yes. But what do you think the people will say if we ask them? I mean, people still complaining about not having jobs. They're still complaining about the garbage.
The people in my area have no complaints because I have been doing a very good job.
Really, Coretta?
Huh?
That is why the man reached me and complained about the bees in your area.
Which man is though?
Don't pretend you don't remember. He said he asked you to organize the removal of some bees 3 months ago, and till now you ain't do nothing.
Trust you for coming this meeting and talk lies.
You want to call the man right now, eh? Right. I'm going to put you on speaker so all of we could hear.
True.
Moving on.
These are the little things that show our strengths and weaknesses as counselors. We have to make sure we do for the people what we promise them.
True.
Yes. Yeah.
We cannot make promises we cannot keep. If we say we are going to do something, we must do whatever we have to to make sure it happens.
Yes, agreed. Yes.
Hi, James.
Catalina.
End of another successful meeting, eh?
Oh, yes.
I stayed back because I want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
How are things with you and your wife?
You mean since she asked if I was having an affair?
Yes.
Well, things are okay, I suppose. She hasn't asked me anything since.
Good.
Catalina, I need to be honest with myself about something.
What's that?
You know I like you.
Yes.
The thing is, I suppose I can't help my attraction to you.
James, we just need to ignore and...
I know. I'm a married man, and after all my wife and I went through, I cannot hurt her again like that.
Okay.
Anyway, that's life.
I need to tell you something.
What?
I mean, it's obvious I still have feelings for you too.
I know.
But I lied to you.
About what?
You asked me if I told anybody about the case.
Yes.
I did. I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I should have never trusted Shelley.
Shelley? The same Shelley who tried to set us up?
I know I didn't learn my lesson.
So she in turn told Ignatius, and he went to June?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, James. I didn't mean to cause any problem.
I have to go.
James! Shoot. I really messed this up. How am I gonna fix this?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical record should remain confidential. Artisan Direct Support and Rainbow House have provided psychosocial support in Region 4 for the past 25 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, contact Artisan Direct Support on 225-5112 or visit them at 156 Alexander Street, Kitty, or Rainbow House on 225-3119 or the David Rose Center, West Front Road. Your health is yours. Handle with care. Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.